A 4-3 majority of the court decided not to rule on whether someone younger than 18 can refuse to receive a life-saving blood transfusion based on religious beliefs. The case involves a woman identified as Sheila W., a member of the Jehovah's Witness congregation, who was suffering from a form of anemia that could only be treated with a blood transfusion. Her church prohibits transfusions based on an interpretation of the Bible. In testimony, the 15-year-old told the judge that she viewed transfusion as comparable to rape. Her attorney, Shelley Feit, of the State Public Defender's Office, says the court's ruling sidesteps the due process rights a teenager should have in making such a decision.
There's both a common law right to refuse medical treatment and a constitutional right. The question is, when can a person exercise that right? Our argument in this case is that it comes with maturity, competency, rather than setting the line, sort of a black and white line, at an arbitrary age.
Sheila's parents supported her refusal of the transfusion, but the court appointed a temporary guardian who overrode that decision. The court ruling this week doesn't set a standard or a process for determining what to do in future similar cases. The three justices who dissented argued the court should have done what other states have and adopt a mature minor doctrine that judges can use in deciding when a minor is mature enough to refuse medical treatment. All the justices urged the legislature to pass a law that would establish a standard for deciding future cases. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.